you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We've been working our way through the cast of the new documentary coming out October 10th called Meet the Mormons. And it really is a unique perspective and insight into the lives of everyday Latter-day Saints from across the globe. One of the cast members, so to speak, of this unique film is Jermaine Sullivan. He was a bishop at the time of the shooting of the film, and now he is a stake president in Atlanta, Georgia, part of a very diverse community. So thank you so much for joining us, Jermaine.
Wonderful to be with you.
First, just tell me, what was your reaction when they said, you're our guy, you're going to be a part of this film?
Wow, just surprise, I guess. Just imagine to myself, there must be quite a few people who would be wonderful candidates to participate in this. And I was just honored to have been selected, me and my family, to be selected for it. It's just an honor. But certainly, I was quite surprised to be in for the final cut.
How do you think your faith plays a role in your everyday life, and how do you think your perspective is unique there in Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, I think, you know, my faith plays an essential role in what I do, what I watch on TV, what I read, what I try to think about, try to keep my thoughts clean and in a way that I would feel comfortable if the Savior were here and knew what I was thinking and feeling and reading, that he would be comfortable with me and the way I'm conducting my life. So I think that my faith is a foundational aspect of who I am. It is my identity, essentially.
Do you hear, you know, being in the South, do you ever hear common misperceptions about the LDS Church? Do you ever find yourself sort of trying to serve as an example of the LDS Church on a daily basis?
Sure. In some cases, many people in the South are not. The idea that there would be black Mormons is one thing. And to take that a step further, the idea that there would be black Mormon leaders is a completely different concept. So you certainly end up having conversations like that, and people are surprised to see, hey, you're the bishop? Like, yes, I'm the bishop. And you end up having some really good conversations that's based sometimes on those misperceptions about the church and who we are and how diverse we are.
How has being a member of the LDS Church impacted your family?
It has, I grew up in one way where my family, my parents, in some cases, were somewhat disciplinarians. And, you know, they had their own way of parenting and going about raising us up, which I think they did a good job. They did the best they could. But having the principles and teachings of Christ as a focal point of my life, naturally that has become a focal point of my family's life. So we walk into our homes, they're pictures of Jesus Christ. We may be, in fact, playing the Mormon channel, listening to hymns. And, you know, we try to do things that unify the family. But the teachings of the church provide a sure foundation for us and our family.
Speaking to being a part of the film, what was it like, you know, having a film crew following you around in your home, sort of documenting your life?
You know, at the end, I think I felt like they were part of the family. They were with us for a week and a half. And at the beginning, you have to kind of get used to it. And, you know, they have to mic you and put the mic on you. And that was kind of a process to get used to. But I think a few days in, it was pretty much standard practice. You know, one of the mic guys comes over, I just lift my arm up, he puts the mic on, and I just continue talking. And it just became a natural part of what we were doing during that period of time. But we really enjoyed working with Blair and Jeff and the rest of the crew. And like I said, I really felt like they were family by the time they were getting ready to leave. So,
well, Blair True is the executive producer of this film and also the director, the writer. I mean, you were very instrumental in this. What was it like working with the Sullivan family?
Well, the Sullivans they are just an amazing family. And there's something about them that is just so approachable. And I think that's what drew us to them initially. But as we got to know them and got to watch then Bishop Sullivan, work in his ward, the Atlanta ward, what we just became so appreciative of is the fact that his ward, there is no differentiation in the way you treat people based on the way they look, the way they even dress when they come to church. They're very accepting and open. And one of the things that comes out in the, I think in the film is a good friend, Darius Gray, talks about the fact that God is the author of diversity. You know, you think about the colors of the trees or the various varieties of fish and plants and flowers, and he's the author of diversity. And so Jermaine really embodies this whole, and his family embodies this whole notion very well. And so we were just drawn to him in that respect, that they're just so loving and open.
Jermaine, what do you hope that people who watch this all across the world know about you?
Well, I hope they know and learn that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, that I'm a devout and dedicated member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that there is quite a bit of diversity in the church. There are a wide range of diverse leaders in the church. And hopefully they just kind of get to see me for who I am and my family for who we are and how we interact with each other and try to live harmoniously in our community with different people of different generations, people of different ethnic groups who speak different languages. And then that's kind of reflected in the film. You see a wide variety and diversity of people who were members of my ward, the Atlanta ward here in Atlanta, Georgia. And hopefully they can kind of see and feel that uniqueness of this area.
Well, Jermaine, thank you so much for joining us today. We are excited to see you in the film on October 10th is the big release date. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.